and maybe others, but certainly glad that you could come and be a part of the service today. But certainly today is a special day in the life of Pioneer Bible Church. And as you already said, it is the 30th anniversary for Larry Harris as their pastor and his wife Diane in ministry here at PBC. And I was talking to Dorsey earlier, and we tried to set some calendars here. And PBC started in 1981. So 5 years later is when Larry and Diane came to minister here at Pioneer. But even before 1981, Dorsey and Renee were already on staff and ministering. And as I recall, started out at OSU. Nashville, started in Nashville. Then you made your way back to Oklahoma State. They were campus directors of Campus Crusade and OSU. So in this interim time, we're getting everybody up from downstairs. That's why the excitement continues. Because we want all of our folks that have been ministering to the children as well as the children to be up here for this special time. So I would at this time I'd like to ask Larry and Diane to come up and be seated in the front on the special chairs that will be comfortable for you. I assure you, these are not wired in any particular way. We don't buzz them when we want you to respond. So when Diane gets up here, just have a seat and relax and enjoy this time together. But let's see. I need one of the wireless mics. If you can bring one up here for me. Forgot that, because need Larry to be able to use that right now. Because I'm going to ask Larry or Diane, either one, to introduce your family members that are here to be a part of today. So go right ahead.
Yes, we have our two daughters and their husbands and our granddaughter here. Melanie and Tony and Adeline are right there.
Stand up, please. I see Adeline.
There's the little pigtails. She's the one with the big smile on her face right there. Hi. And then Laura and Bill Coombs.
Seated next. He said they don't want to stand up either, but.
Okay. Well, they're back there anyway.
Right.
And we're really very pleased that they came.
So, Tony and Mel and Bill and Laura live in Oklahoma City area. And Jennifer Villegas is the third daughter of this Harris clan. She lives with her husband Ping Jay in New Jersey. So not as easy to get to Ponca City as it is from Oklahoma City, but we want to take note of that. You know, a pastor with the same church for 30 years is special and is quite rare in the pastoral ministry. And we acknowledge that, and we're certainly very pleased that the Lord has kept Larry and Diane with us for 30 years to minister. That has enormous benefits, for which we very much appreciate. So on this occasion of 30 years here, we just want to take some time to share with Larry and Diane some words of appreciation and reminiscence on this special day. So the question is, all right, how do we do this? Well, first off, we have them sitting in front. so you can see them, so they're on the hot seat, but not really, because we want you to be able to share from your heart to them some words of encouragement. You may recall something quite unique that may be humorous. That's okay too. We may recall some things that cause us to be a little teary-eyed, and that's okay too. We're just here to bless Larry and Diane on this day together. Now how we're going to do this logistically is, first of all, we're going to be comfortable, okay? This is not a staged event, other than they're sitting up here in front. So I want you to be comfortable in sharing, and to encourage you to do that, and to help us all understand what's going on, we have enlisted two special men in our congregation to be roving reporters. And each of them will have a wireless microphone. I think Steve Harris is going to be on this side. Kirk Hollis is going to be on this side once he gets his microphone back, or maybe it's an extra, don't know. But we would like you to use the wireless mics, because we're recording the event, so we can hear as well what you have to say. And you may find that there's something that you've already thought about, prepared, you want to say. That's great. You may want to interact with our gracious roving reporters and just carry on a conversation with them regarding Larry and Diane, whatever works for you. And we'd appreciate it if you would stand when you're doing that, so that we can see you as well. Now, remember, we're just a family here, sharing together, and just having a really neat time. So I'll ask our roving reporters now to come forward, kind of kick this thing off, and we'll see what goes from here. This is not scripted from here on, so it's totally up to you, all right?
Well, Kirk, here we are today. This is quite an occasion.
Quite an occasion indeed.
And it's nice to be here representing the Hollis and Harris Report.
Nice indeed.
And I think, now he said, how many years has it been now? That's
87 and a half, you said?
87 and a half. Maybe. Well, I know it was more than a quarter of a century. I remember
correct.
That.
I think it's, yes, more than that, by maybe 5 years or so.
So 3 decades.
Yes.
And that is quite an occasion.
Yes, he came during the Reagan administration, apparently.
I remember those years. Yes, yeah. Not everyone in here does, but I remember those years. So I think it's time maybe that we should start our roving part.
Agreed.
And see if we have any people here who would like to share something with us today. And we, as part of that feeling, we'd be glad to share our microphones with you when you do that, if you'd like to be comfortable with that. So do we have anyone who would like to start this off today? All right. Here you go, sir.
Sorry, Kirk, you're going to have to wait. You know, I was thinking about the role of the pastor in the church. We live in a strange period in history where the most pastors don't see themselves as teachers and pastors. Ephesians 4:11 says, "And he gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors and teachers." And then 12 says, "For the equipping of the body of the saints, for the work to be done by the body." I didn't get that last right, but it's close. Anyway, you get the point. They're here as pastors and teachers. Now, you are very fortunate people. I am a very fortunate man to have been able to sit under the teaching of Larry, because he has fulfilled that role. And for that, Larry, I think you deserve a rich reward wherever you go from here. We love you. it's a unique time and a unique position you're in, having spent 30 years at one church. You know, I think of the past 30 years when I've been started walking with the Lord, about time I came back to the Lord, Larry moved in here. And I've sat under a number of pastors, and there's only one or two that I would even compare to Larry's teaching. And for that, I'm profoundly thankful, and I'm lucky to have sat under your teaching, Larry. Thanks.
Chaplain Harris spoke at my retirement at the police department. He spoke at my investiture at the U.S. Marshals Service, so it just seemed to be appropriate that I impose on this group today to speak on the law enforcement perspective. For my entire career, Larry's always been there for the members of the police department. He's gone on countless tragedies that they faced. There was a particular run where we had multiple tragedies in a very narrow time frame, and Larry was there for each one of those. I appreciate the fact that this congregation allowed him to go to police rookie school in Ada, which I feel like I tricked him into doing that, but he well. And the last thing I'll share is we had a police department. I had a crisis within the department with one particular employee. And this person had a breakdown in my office, and I stepped out of my office, and I told my secretary, I said, get Larry Harris down here now. And Larry was there within a matter of minutes, and you'll never know how much that meant to me. And I said, that was the last thing I'll say, I'm wrong. I'm gonna say one other thing. Every time I personally had an issue that I was troubled with, as soon as I handled it at my office, I went and hunted down Larry, and he's always been there for me. So thank you very much, Larry.
Brother Larry's been a longtime friend of mine, and we can't tell you how much we appreciate him at the PD. He's been there for everybody. But while he was at Cleet, he's the only citizen that I know of that's ever been through a full-time law enforcement school. But while they were doing building searches there, this is kind of an intense situation. A bad guy goes in and hides. And as they're searching through the building, if you encounter the person, you give them commands, tell them to come out, let me see your hands, take them into custody. Well, evidently this guy refused to do the commands like he was told to, and Brother Larry's sitting there going, let me see your hands, let me see your hands, come out, and the guy's refusing, and so his statement is, come out or I will baptize you with bullets.
Wow, Steve.
Yeah. I knew we would see many sides to Larry today.
Wow.
I like one other story that Larry tells from Cleet, and that was when he did the driving course. And he got in the car, and the instructor told him to drive this car like you stole it. He didn't know how to react to that. Well, congratulations, Larry and Diane. As has been said, it's probably going to be a theme throughout today. 30 years leading the same body and the same congregation is rare, and it's commendable. And of course, while you're doing that, you're raising a family at the same time. So that's maybe the thing that we tend to overlook, that you're leading a life and you're carrying on a job, several jobs, several ministries while you're doing so. This is a testament to your commitment and your faithfulness to preach and teach God's Word, I believe. Personally, Larry and Diane have encouraged Vicki and I during some difficult periods, and we just want to say thank you for your past ministry and your future ministry. I know it's not over.
Larry and Diane, I'm so happy to be here. When Lisa told me about this event, I was excited, almost as excited as she was. And I just wanted to share this one thing. I brought a small gift for you. And about a month ago, I was inspired, if you will, to create something, a vehicle for people who appreciated police departments and law enforcement officers, to say to them, I appreciate what you do. I value you. So I created a shirt, and it's got a picture of a hand with a heart over it. And under it, it says, your life matters. Below that, it says, I honor the thin blue line. So this is a way that I think all of us here can agree, we appreciate what you guys have done, Wayne and Clayton and Sergeant Landis. Thanks so much. Also, I knew of your connection to their work, and I thought this would make a nice gift for you. So I want you to have it because your life matters. It matters to every one of us who have known you. Your ministry has mattered. It changed our lives. It helped us. And we especially know that. And so please accept this as our gratitude in saying that your life matters, not because of just what you've done, but because of what you're going to do in the future. Just as Brian's life matters because God's not through with him. He's not through with you. Thank you.
Hi, where shall we be roving to next, Kirk?
I'm looking. Oh, there we go.
Here we go.
I was a part of this church as a child, a teenager, and this church meant a lot to me then. When I moved to New York, I looked for a church that was very similar, was blessed to find one, and then when we moved home, I thought, well, if we end up in Ponca, at least I know where we're going to go to church. And that meant a lot to me. Larry has sent a lot of text messages back and forth with me. I'm really great at making a short story long, and he has dealt with that like an angel. But I also wanted to share a particular moment where he really was my little angel. Last year in the spring, it was right about the time that the ground was going from hard to soft, the weather was going from cold to warm, back to cold again, and I was driving my Saturn to work. So I was right in between Newkirk and Ark City. So there's no shoulder, if any of you know it. There's no shoulder, just kind of slopes down. And my tire blew. And I pulled off onto the side of the road and realized there was no way I was going to be able to fix it. Drove on that flat tire a little bit further so I could get onto flat ground and started jacking my car up. I'm one of those girls that said, I'm going to do this on my own. I don't need any help. So I got out of my car, jacked my car up, pulled the spare out of the back just in time for the car to roll off of the jack with no tire on that front wheel. And the ground was so soft that there was just no getting around it. So I called my mom. My mom called my dad. He wasn't around. My husband was in school and in Stillwater. He wasn't around. She started getting desperate. She called several people, and then she just called the church. And about 30 minutes later, my pastor showed up. And he got out on his hands and knees, and because it had been really warm the day before, nobody was ready for it to be really cold that day, and with his bare hands, he dug into the ground to dig that jack out that was smashed in between the car and the ground. And my little fingers were so, God, I could barely move my hands because it was so cold that day, and then getting into that dirt and trying to get it out. And he did. He dug the jack out of my car. He helped me with every element of it. The spare ended up being flat as well. So he drove me into town to get a new tire, and he completely got me fixed up. And I did miss almost all of my classes that day. But I don't know what I would have done. So I can also attest to what Derek said. God does send angels, and he sent Pastor Larry.
All right, there we have it. We knew Larry was a man of God. We also now know he's a man of action. All right.
Anybody else have any stories of Larry digging in the dirt?
I have a jillion stories I could probably tell, but I just want to share a couple of things. When Larry first came here, I had a very serious illness, and the doctor wasn't even sure I was going to survive. And he stuck like glue to my family. If my family was around and Larry was there, and even spent the first night overnight with my family. And that really bonded us, really gave us a real appreciation. And of course, many things have increased that bond through the year, but some of it's just plain old funny. And I just want to share one funny thing with you. Some of you have heard this, but when we went to Africa with Larry and Diane, we were warned very strongly about what we could eat, what we couldn't eat, what we should drink, and what we shouldn't drink. So we had been there before and weren't at this hotel, and so weren't quite as nervous about it. And we were sitting in this lovely setting by a pool, another night, typical tropical night. And Larry really wanted some beef, but he wasn't sure if that was the right thing to do. So when the waiter came, he said, well, I'm going to see. So he said to the waiter, where did your beef come from? And the waiter kind of looked at him funny a minute and turned around and he said, from cows?
Okay, is there a time limit? No, just kidding. Well, I want to say something to Diane, too, and just to thank you for being such a grace-filled, gentle, kind presence at Larry's side. And I've really appreciated that, and I know everybody has. And then also, when Dale was killed, Larry was attending a police station. There had been another tragedy, and they called him and asked him to please go to this accident, that it looked bad. And not knowing that it was our Dale, he went. Still not knowing, they took Dale back to the hospital. And still not knowing, Larry stayed there, and Larry was probably the first person to learn that it was our Dale. And so when we started arriving, Larry was the first one there. And I can tell you that it brought great comfort to all of us to know that Larry was there. And I just wanted to tell you thank you for that. That was huge. It impacted all of us. And but we thank you for that. And also, I've heard, being a volunteer with the PD, I've heard many good things and how you have helped and been with families and stuff. So we appreciate you, and I appreciate your teaching, just that verse by verse. It's meant a great deal. So thank you.
Larry, I want to thank you personally for everything that you've done. I think the simple words are, you know, what is true? And that's what I get from being here and what you have brought to us. And it made such a large impression upon me that and to have you be the baptismal pastor was very important to me. So I just want to thank you for all of that and everything you've done over these last many, many, many years. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much for that. All right, who would like to be next? We can move around a bit if we need to be closer to you. Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting something in from the station manager. Oh, I am asked to clarify that we do share a last name, but there's no conflict of interest here. So I just wanted to clarify that. There had been some calls about that, so we want to make sure that was understood. But I have been a longtime member of this church body, and I would like to take just a moment to also say something to Larry and Diane. Larry, I don't know how many times over the years that I have walked out of here different than when I walked in. You've lifted me up at times when I needed it. Sometimes you've stilled a storm that was in my heart over some worry that, because we know it's all in God's hands, but it still gets to our heart sometimes, the things we encounter in life. And, you know, with the two of you here, you foster an attitude of just joy in the Lord and love of the Lord, and that is so much appreciated to both of you. All right, here we go.
Well, you learn a lot about somebody in different circumstances, I think, than normal. Of course, we all know Larry as our pastor, and we see him in sort of normal church-type settings. But, you know, one way is when you travel with somebody. And I think of a few years back, our youth group went to upstate New York and did a mission trip. And one great memory of that is Larry and Diane both came and met us there in upstate New York. They're from Buffalo, as you know, and they showed us around, and this was after our mission work was done. We had a day off, and they took us to Niagara Falls, and that was really a neat memory we have. And, you know, some of the qualities that give Larry such great leadership with, you know, leading people in a direction, and he has a personality that's driven, and those characteristics make it a little bit harder to follow somebody in a car. As I was driving a 15 or 20 passenger van around in the traffic of Buffalo and in the rain, actually, and Larry has his little zippy car, and I'm trying to follow him, and that's just a great memory I have. And but another circumstance, an area of life that I know Larry that some of you don't is, you know, serving with him as an elder in ministry. And I see things and ways he reacts to situations that not all of you know about. And maybe times when, you know, maybe he's been wronged, or there's ways that he could let that get to him. And he just is such a, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, he is a very, very humble man. And I just wanted to let you know that. I appreciate that about you, Larry.
You know, some may call it driven, other people call it really competitive. So, sorry, Larry. No, I've actually got two things. One was, I mean, Adam and I have been here, what, almost 17 years? And we church hopped for over a year before we came to Pioneer Bible. And it's something that's, I don't talk about this a lot, but it's something that's very personal to me. I'm obviously not Caucasian, and my husband is. And honestly, that does cause issues sometimes. It's not something we think about a lot, but it is something on Sundays that is very different. And when we came to Pioneer Bible, we knew we were home. And we flat out asked Larry about it, what he thought of it, because some people aren't cool with it, and we just don't talk about it. But it's true. And he said, okay. You know, pretty much are you guys both Christians? And this has been our home ever since. Larry and Diane are truly exactly how they seem. They are full of Christ's love for everybody, and that has been an amazing thing. I think it's definitely helped me to grow and to learn as a person, and I really appreciate that. We can never thank you enough for that. And so then the other thing, we used to play a little game here. We haven't done it for a few years, but it was called the Summer Challenge. And I don't know how many people are here who still remember the Summer Challenge. But essentially what it was is we worked with the Dear Kleins, and we would come up with really fun clues. Some people called them diabolical, but we thought they were fun. That would send you around Ponca City safely, and of course obeying every speed limit, that we would give you tasks to do. You had to solve riddles, and you had to solve them in a particular order, and then whichever team made it back to the church first won. Well, one of the first years that we played, some of the competitors were not sure whether or not we were serious about some of the things that we had them do, and they were, I can see who's already looking down up there. And one of the instructions was to go to a local playground, and at least, I think it was one team member, or was it the whole team, was supposed to go down the slide. Okay, now we know who was here at the time. The whole team was to go down the slide. We had some teams who made it back relatively quickly who tried to convince us that they had gone down the slide. And we said, no, you didn't. Yes, we really did. No, you didn't. Well, how do you know? Because Adam and Tim were there with a video camera videoing all the teams and calling us on the cell phone to let us know whether or not said team had gone down the slide. So anyway, but in all fairness, they did go back and they went down that slide. So, but thanks for all the fun, for letting us have the freedom to do fun things like that and slightly crazy things, to get the whole congregation and to be so just fun about it. Just one of the more fun sides of Larry and Diane that we have really enjoyed over the years.
So you're fun and you're fast. Right? Okay. Anybody else?
We have someone right here.
Every time I start to think about raising my hand, my eyes well with tears, and you know why. I thought maybe I could. She brought back such great memories, and I want to come back for the summer challenge if you have another one. I'll be the one in the bushes with the video camera. And when I look at this church and these walls, I see all the people that have been here over the years. Paul and I came in 92, but we had already gotten involved in the Awana program, and there was a babysitting co-op at the time, and I was given 15 chips, which was 15 free hours of babysitting that Diane and Denise Mai and a number of those people that I won't, that I could just go and give a chip. And Diane was one of the people that babysat for my children. And I had to then, if someone brought children to me from the church, and I was invited, even though I wasn't even in the church, to be in this babysitting co-op, if I gave back, if someone came and babysat, and I babysat for them, then I earned the chips. And I ran out of chips because I wasn't, I wasn't a part yet. People didn't know me as well, and it was during a time that I needed I had three little ones, and I needed the babysitting. Diane and Denise Mai both said, come on, that's okay if you don't have any chips. You know, just come on. And so those were my first memories, and we came in and became a part of the church, and three of my four children, Larry baptized. He, when my first husband died, he was right there along with the rest of, and Vester Spohr. Paul worked with Vester, so Vester remembers, and it was, you know, it was very sudden, and Paul and I had just sandblasted our house. This is just one story, and I think about Larry's teaching, and one of the things I want to say is, he would do teaching, instill it in our hearts, and the outreach from this church of mission work, and I'm not just talking about in Africa, although that's important. I'm not talking about Fiji, although how thrilled I was when they won an Olympic medal, as you know, because we had that connection with them. It was what we did from our hearts going out with individuals that no one saw but God. And my husband died suddenly. We had just sandblasted, had made the decision to put on siding, had the siding ordered. And the day after Paul died, the men started coming to paint my house. And I said, you guys, we're going to cover it up. You don't need to come and paint. They said, we don't want Paul's relatives to come and think that he didn't take care of his property and his family. And it was a horrendous, horrendous house to paint, because where most of y'all just have soffits, they had to paint around every single two before. I know I'm not calling it right for you guys. I mean, it's a true, that was why we had decided to put on siding. And they painted and they mowed, and the men of this church came and taught my 10 and 12 year old boy how to change the oil in the lawnmower, how to fix things that Paul would have done it, but it hadn't come up yet, and we hadn't needed the time. And Adam and Tim and Todd and Dave, they would come and take my boys, and they would play basketball. They'd call and say, can we come by after work? when they didn't have children at that time, but they had wives, they had lives, and they'd come and they'd play basketball with my boys for 35 minutes. Larry started the youth group. My kids were a part of all those early mission trips and the growth that they had. Even accepting this precious, precious non-Caucasian, as she called herself. Carolyn came home, who was my oldest daughter, and she said, "Mom, what would you think? What would you say if I wanted to marry a black man?" I said, "Well, is he a Christian?" "No, Mom. Don't put any stipulations." At that time, we had several biracial families. "No, Mom, don't put any stipulations on it." I said, "I need to know. Is he a Christian?" "Mom, I'm asking about if he's black." And I said, "I'd rather you marry a black Christian than a white non-Christian." And that's the way we were taught, because we were taught the Word of God. And I'm probably vying with Vicki in getting too detailed. Life changes. I'm so thankful for this body of believers. I'm thankful for Diane and Larry and what they've met. When my second husband died at Christmas, who was in the line waiting to give me a hug and to encourage me? But Diane and Larry. And I'm very thankful.
Thank you.
Well, I have to touch upon this because Tim started it saying he had to follow him through New York. Try following him to New Mexico. And I remember, and I don't even know if I told Larry this story, but when we was coming back from New Mexico, well, there's two things, and Larry took leadership on this. There was an accident, and Larry stopped. And, you know, we couldn't really do too much, but it was really a neat training thing for the youth because a lot of the youth just prayed. And the other thing was when we was traveling through Albuquerque, he kept switching lanes all over the place, weaving in and out of traffic. And we had some youth that had just gotten their driver's license, and I had one sitting up front with me, and we're trying to follow Larry. They're close, "I gotta close my eyes. Look at him, he's zipping across all over the place." but it was really neat because that was a springboard for our youth. Larry took the leadership role on that, and you know, we have a youth group today. But it was a really neat time to have that. And that was back in, I think, 99, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, we've had somewhat of a youth group since then or before, but that was our first youth trip. So, I want to thank you.
Todd and I, you know, became believers as adults in Tulsa while I was still at school, and we moved here shortly after, and we kind of floundered, you know, looking at different churches and things, you know, the churches we visited, things just didn't feel right. The things they were teaching, and we were brand new believers, so we really didn't know, but fortunately, the Holy Spirit was telling us stuff's not quite right at these churches that we're trying. And through a Bible study with some ladies here, we learned about PBC. And when we came here, and the exegetical, is that the right word? Teaching that we started sitting under, you know, the verse-by-verse preaching and going through every book of the Bible verse-by-verse, and we were just amazed, and we knew instantly that we were where we were supposed to be. And I just thank you for that.
Larry, we came to this church in 94, I believe it was, 95, shortly after Jackie and I had got married, and I was a babe in Christ.
and sitting under your teaching for 13 years, it grew me quite a bit. And I remember the day you baptized me, you called me fat. I can't remember the acronym, but I remember you saying that it meant that I was teachable. Oh, okay. I'm looking fat. But you've been there when my daughter was born, my first daughter, and you've not just talked the talk, you've walked the talk. And I just really appreciate your mentorship. I appreciate your expository teaching. You've meant a lot to me and my family in my life. Now my son has sat under your teaching, and I know he loves you as well. So thank you very much.
Here you go.
One of the neat things I get a chance to do is spend time each week with Larry, and that's been a very positive thing for me. I'm guessing it's probably been 20 years at least. I remember that partly from a work situation. So I think it's been 20 years we've met together, and as was mentioned, you know, working together as men, that really grows you. And Larry has been very important in that to me. Just the encouragement, the wisdom he brings, as we have talked through all the issues and the problems at every level that the two of us have worked together. I've just very much appreciated everything that Larry has done to encourage me, help me, and it's just a real positive thing. Thank you, Larry. I appreciate your time.
One other ongoing ministry that I wanted to thank both Larry and Diane for is the Wednesday night prayer time. And you know, you've both been so faithful in that, and I just appreciate the way that you lead out and are so faithful to attend whenever you're in town. And that has a lot of benefit for all of us that come, and for the entire church body as well, I think. Appreciate it.
Okay, well, it might be about time to return to our regularly scheduled programming, possibly at this time.
Yes.
All right, so. Oh, wait a minute. Well, hold on. One last request.
I'm going to leave Diane out. You know, I've had a little experience being a pastor's wife, not to the extent Diane has, but I want to thank her. She has a lot that she carries on her shoulders, too. And so for all these years that she's supported Larry and prayed for him, carried on the home front when he's not been available, you know, a lot of thanks goes her way. That's why the church can operate the way it can.
I wasn't going to talk, but I was feeling inspired because apparently I took after my dad's driving, so I just got another ticket this week. I haven't told you about that yet, Dad. yeah, he never did pay my tickets. You know, I hear that my dad and mom wear many hats. You know, you all see that, but what you don't see is the mom and dad hat that we get to experience, and what we see is what you see. And what I mean by that is my dad is the same person at home and here and everywhere, and that says a lot. He's shown integrity and this, you know, just a standard for all of us, and I have been a model child, so it's been absolutely 100% the opposite of that. So that's something that I know my sisters and I seeing our parents, so it says a lot about a human being when they are
at home, who they are, you know, in their workplace. So, and in addition to that, I just want to say we also thank you guys, because you all took a part in raising us as well. 30 years is a long time to be in a church, and Melanie doesn't know anything other than that because she was only 6 months old. And so thank you all as a church for our life and for caring for us and loving us unconditionally. I mean that. Oh, sorry.
Well, I'm ready with a mic, and Kirk is ready with two mics, being ambidextrous, so...
I want to take a moment now to point out that bacon comes from pigs, just so you know. Just like the beef comes from the cows. Anybody else?
Okay, I wanted to thank the roving reporters for their action today for Kirk and Steve. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. I wrote down a few things to say to Larry and Diane today. Every one of them you've already said. You know, so it's universal from that standpoint. You know, you just to recount, we've been talking about times of ministering together that we've been involved in. We appreciate that. We appreciate celebration like this and other times as well. We particularly appreciate the times of crisis when you've been there. And many of you have related the times of fun. You know, we have a lot of fun here at PBC. In addition to sitting under some special times of preaching, expository preaching, preaching of the Word, the complete Word. We don't dodge the difficult issues. We can depend on Larry to tackle them, all of them. We appreciate your love of the ministry here at PBC, your concern for the body of believers here in our individual walks with the Lord and in our ministry here in this community as well as other places in the world. Both of you have ministered to us in so many ways over these 30 years. You've heard some of them today. There are many others that would also say the same thing and may say other things as well and may tell you that at another time. But we very much appreciate that. And to Diane, as has been said, we appreciate your working with your husband, supporting him in the ministry, and your direct ministry yourself in this church. Very important, very needed, very appreciated. And Larry, obviously, I mean, you've lived with us for 30 years. That says a lot, to put up with us for 30 years. You've ministered to us, you've lived with us, and very, very thankful to God for that. You know, it's no small situation. And we just love you both very much. And just want to say, may God richly bless both of you as you continue in walking with the Lord. Thank you so very much. Okay, you may wonder, so what's next? Well, they don't have to sit on the hot seat any longer. They get to stand up, legs, if for a while. But do you want to say something now?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
I mean, just generally acknowledge.
Yeah.
Maybe you may want to rebut some of these stories. I don't know. But I mean, we're not finished yet. So, Larry,
wax eloquently.
Yeah. Age has caught up to us, and so some have to use the restroom. If you look at the table out there in the foyer and look at the picture, we were a lot younger, weren't we? My hair was not gray. I actually had a mustache when I first came, and some of you look at that and say, man, who's that guy? You know. But we came here, you know, back in 1986, 2 days ago, and it was really a step of faith on our part. But there was no doubt in my mind that the Lord was calling me here. I was part of a church up in Salina, Kansas that was hundreds of people. I was associate pastor up there. And they wanted me to stay and found out afterwards that they really wanted me to take over for the senior pastor. They never really, really communicated that. They told me that when I announced my resignation. And they were disappointed that I was leaving. And of people in this room were part of that church back then. It's 30. I had to say that. We arrived on her birthday 30 years ago. So I wonder how old she is right now. We recorded. This is for all eternity now. So. But here and we were over on First Street in that rented building there, and then God has just led along the way. And we've never been a big church, and yet God has brought people through our church. And this is the way it's been throughout the years. People have stayed for a period of time and moved on for various reasons, and some of you are here, like the Baileys, you know, and just the memories that we share with you and your family, and they're so precious. And I think I would... You know, how do you summarize 30 years in just a couple minutes because of time? But I think of PBC, you know, Pioneer Bible Church, you think of PBC. First would be P, which would be people. That would be you. You know, it's all about you. They say that two things live on into eternity, God's word and people. And that's so true. And so the relationships that we have here are so meaningful. And I hope you know how much you mean to us. I mean, you are everything to us, and we thank God for you, and you have expressed to us so many times over the years those things. Every card, every note that you have sent to me, I've saved. I have a folder like this thick in my office, and I've saved every single one of them because that's meant so much to me. And one day when I'm, you know, really old and can't do anything, and I'll probably take that out and just read through those to remind me of what God allowed me to have, you know, when I was younger. So that's the first thing. Just you. You're everything to us, and that's ministry. It's about people, and I thank God for every one of you, and all the families that we've had in the past. Second would be B, which would be the Bible, and that is that you allowed me that opportunity to study. I mean, there, you know, that was what you wanted from the get-go. And so that's where I spent most of my time in the office. And whereas that may not be, you know, your cup of tea, where you would want to spend 7-8 hours sitting behind a desk, you know, studying the Bible, but that's where my passion is. And that's what I've done through all these years. And you've given me that freedom to do so. And I'm thankful for that. And hopefully the fruit has been evident and has touched your life. And I think it has. I got an email just the other day from a member of our church, and this person was just sharing with me how they were struggling last Saturday evening in their heart about just the Lord and their relationship with the Lord. And then last Sunday morning, you know, I spoke on grace and how it just all came together, the lights went on. That's the Lord that does that. I mean, wow. I'm so humbled by those things, so very humbled. And that leads me to the third, and that's the C. And that's Christ, and he's everything to me. and he's my Lord, and he has saved me and transformed me and continues to do that. And you're part of that process of helping me to grow in my relationship with the Lord. And that's, hopefully I've done that over the years, that you've seen that in me, and there's still room. There's still room to grow, and I want to continue to do that. So that's what comes to my mind as I think of 30 years here, those three things: people and the Bible and the Lord himself. And you're all part of that, and I'm grateful for that. And just for these expressions of love that you've shared, I'm just so humbled by that. It just, you know, touches my heart deeply, more than you realize. And I'm grateful that God led us here, and my family, and all that you've done for us throughout all these years. So just want you to know that. And so I'll give it to Sarah.
Yeah, you know, it just came to me. I was going to say something else, but I don't know. It just popped in my 30 years is a long time. And we've seen a lot of different faces, as Larry has said, come through, come and leave. And we've loved everyone that has been here and didn't want to see them go. But then God would bring new faces. And, you know, I just think of a composite and a face. And the faces, your faces have changed. The people have changed. But the face of this church is the same. It's Christ's face. Pioneer Bible Church has the face of Christ because he keeps bringing people that love the Lord here. And you all have just been so loving to us, both in the past as we were young parents, bringing up our children, like everyone else, wondering if we were, what we were doing wrong, what we were doing right, and then, you know, just growing with us. And we just, the church really means a lot, and I know that the Lord is pleased because we look to him for our strength and our guidance, and I love this church.
So if you two will join me up on the stage, please, and Alan and Tim also. Has something special to commemorate this time, Tim?
Thank you for being patient. It's a long time, but I think it's worth it because how much these people mean to us. You know, a few years, I think 5 years ago, the 25th anniversary, I think we did wrote a song, and we don't have a song today, but but we did want to do something special, and 30 years is a very special and significant milestone. And something that had been mentioned, and Larry, we've heard you say this, that you've had the opportunity to do something that Diane has not had the opportunity to do. In fact, I think you mentioned this last week, and that is going to Israel. And so, you know, what we want to do is we want to get you guys there. And so this is something that's been in the works for a while. All of us have known about it, and people have contributed to it. And, of course, we've done some looking into it and research, but, you know, not all the details are worked out because that's something you guys would need to be a part of with that final planning. But that's something that we intend to happen if that works out and is your intent as well, which we hope is so. And I just wanted to say that, you know, as the contributions have come in, the response has been great, and so I want to thank all of you, the congregation. You're part of that, and that's just an indication of how much you mean to us. Because it's, you know, I've seen love offerings come in, and this has really been a special one. So we just want to express our appreciation in that way to both of you.
What can you say to that? Wow, I am. Whew.
Larry knows that there's, I've told many people that we've been so many places in this world, but I've always said that the only place that I really, really have ever wanted to go is Israel. When he came back from his trip, I said, you're never going to go again without me. I have wanted to go all my life. And people have said, well, what about, you know, things that are going on there? I said, I don't care. What better place to die? I always wanted to go. Thank you.
So,
thank you so much.
So grateful for that. I mean, I'm just floored by just your expression of love and allowing this to happen. We'll enjoy it. That's for sure, and we'll think of you as we travel, and we'll come back and share our story with you, too. That's what we'll do. Thank you so much. Wow. Thanks.
Good.
Yes.
We'd just like to let Larry and Diane and their family make their way downstairs now to get a picture with the cake and all before it's destroyed. And,
yes, I'll let you work it out.
Did you say something else?
Well, no, about the timing.
Well, yeah. And so while they all make their way downstairs, I just wanted to thank a few of the people that helped out today. Thank Steve and Kirk, our roving reporters. Thank Tracy and Lucinda, who wrote a nice article for the Ponca City News, and they printed an abbreviated version of it. a good picture, but the full article is on the Facebook page if you'd like to read that as well. Also wanted to thank Donna and Jill and Diane Clarida. They all helped us in the initial planning for everything today. Carol Kellum and Michaela Crompton. Michaela baked the cake and Carol is coordinated that. And then again, just, Mike recorded the audio and Adam has recorded some video. So just wanted to thank all of you for that. And then also the congregation just for your participation today. That was great. We were going to have a dismiss for a short break and then Sunday school. But in view of the time, I think we're going to dismiss for a short break and then our fellowship meal. So, all right, you're dismissed.